Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors, as we wind down the focus on the key issues facing our county. Today it's on prayerlessness. What? So how many times in the Bible did a group face what seemed insurmountable challenges, yet when they sought the Lord for help and advice, they saw him move miraculously, protecting them and making success for them, being able to charge ahead of their enemies, sometimes often not even having to do anything. Enemies would just fight among themselves. He would do absolutely amazing things. But our greatest issue facing our county is not the problems themselves, but how we react to them. Shall we give in to fear, complaining, or adding to the paranoia and hype? Or should we and can we seek the Lord for divine intervention and seek to pray with others about the concern? Every time the people of God sought his hand and advice, he gave specific orders. Sometimes it required fasting, repenting, confessing their sins, and turning to God. Sometimes it required worship, reading the word, and long times of prayer. In every case, it required a reliance on God and not their human understanding or effort to fix it. Please carefully look over the 2020-2025 Homeland Threat Assessment that they put together for the public. These are real concerns that they have, but we can either worry about it or do what the Bible says. Worry about nothing and pray about everything. Bring our requests to God with thanksgiving. Then we can walk in his peace that would guard our hearts and minds. Just think, we can be history makers by petitioning God about the threats. It only took one man to pray for rain that Israel had not seen for a while. But how much more when we pray together? So, Father God, we lift up the threats that the Homeland Threat Assessment for 2025 addresses. We lift up public safety and security. We pray, God, that there would be no terrorist act in our county. We pray that they would be found beforehand, that the information about what they're doing and citizens would also note it and then call it in, that no terrorist act will happen again on this county. We've already been through the San Bernardino City horrific terrorist act and many other threats after that. And we pray, Father, that that would be stopped in the mighty name of Jesus. We call upon you, Lord, and ask that you would keep us, protect us, cleanse it from any terrorist that's here. Father, we pray that you would give all the agencies that are necessary to find them, apprehend them, and send them out of here. We pray about the illegal drugs, the fentanyl, and this new one, the trans one that makes people into zombies. That would not get into our county. And again, that they would be found and removed. That the nation states influence operations and transnational repression, things that people from within, our own people that have mental illness, that they would be helped, then they would not cause more of the damage that has been happening in our country. We pray that would not happen here. We also pray that people from other countries who have deviant reasons, they would not be able to, and that countries themselves would not. We pray for the critical infrastructure as we've done before, and the border and immigration security. We continue to pray that our borders will be protected both on land and sea and air through any of the water, electricity, and communications, all of the pipelines. We also pray for the threats to our economic security, that there will be no manipulation, coercion, espionage, or influence. And we thank you, God, greater are you than any of these things. And we just pray, God, for a hedge of protection, plead the blood of Jesus around the entire border of our county. Within, they would be caught, and no one would be able to enter in that has deviant reasons to harm our county or anyone in it or anything in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that we have cried out to you, Lord, and asked for your protection, and you promised to come and rescue us. And we repent for not praying in the past as much as we should when we are alerted to issues. Instead, we've feared and been anxious, but you said to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. And we thank you that we will now walk in your peace, because you are the Prince of Peace, and you will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.